Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade. Thanks to BankWest. Go low with a BankWest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
Yes, and my good friend Roger Montgomery is with us right now on Money News. He's in the studio in Sydney. We're at Rudy Hill, of course. G'day, Roger. How are you doing?
I'm well, Ross. How are you?
I'm in great shape out here. Lots of people around the place. I'll tell you what, Steve Price also is around the place, and he is going to be coming up very, very shortly on the program. So we shall get him out there ASAP. But in the meantime, tell me about the stock market at the moment, Roger. Just where is it sitting as you see it? And whereabouts does it go from here?
Okay, well, from basically June up until now, we've seen a phenomenal run in the price of many stocks. So companies that we've been talking about, Roscoe, the retailers have done very well. I had lunch yesterday, and I'll drop a name, a mate of yours, Jerry Harvey. Had lunch with Jerry, and he was telling me he had some really solid numbers in January, and that continued in February. So the retailers have done well, and so have some of the internet stocks like Seek, Car Sales, those sorts of businesses. And some of them are up, Ross, some of them are up 80%, 90%, 100%. So the question now is, have they run too far too fast? And when you look at companies like Woolies and Coles, they're now trading at 21 times their earnings, which means that if you bought their shares today and their earnings didn't grow, it'd take you 21 years to be paid back for your purchase.
Well, I understand that, but surely what the market is now saying, seeing those retail sales figures higher, is that they are banking on those earnings being higher, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But the reality is that Woolies and Coles are particularly examples where the growth is fairly stable. You know, they're mature businesses. They're going to get growth out of
cutting
costs.
So you're telling me you wouldn't
further.
Buy those stocks right now? Is that what you're
saying? No, absolutely not. No, we think they're pretty expensive right now. And in fact, we've been selling some of our stocks. So we're now sort of around the between 30 and 40% cash again. We were almost all in back in October, November. And you know, I keep everyone updated on the show, Roscoe. And now we're back to 30 to 40% cash. So we've been selling some things that we think have gone a little bit too hard, and we can't see the value of these businesses being where their prices are even in 2 or 3 years' time.
Okay, so that's the important thing to note, is value compared with where it will be in 2 or 3 years' time. The stocks that have genuinely led the market, there's no doubt about it, it's not the mining stocks, it is the banking stocks. Now, the one thing about those is that they have just almost gone out of the stratosphere today on the back of those Reserve Bank sort of notes, plus also, of course, those retail sales numbers coming out. Mm. People are banking on those banks getting significant credit growth, and as a result, making even more money over the coming 12 months.
Well, that's exactly what we talked about. We talked about that when I got back from holidays at the end of January, that you know the run in the banks has been largely due to high dividend yields and people pulling money out of term deposits and going into safe stocks, or what they perceived to be safe stocks, the banks and Telstra, for example. And a lot of people were saying they'd had their run. But if consumer confidence returns, we're going to see greater credit growth. And we're seeing what appears to be a bottoming in the property market as well. And property prices seem to be stabilising, if not recovering. So we could get really strong credit growth. And we might see the bank's earnings grow by 10%, not the 3 or 4% that the analysts are talking about now.
Gee, so as a result, you're still not necessarily off the banks, is what it sounds like.
No, we think. Look, if they grow as strong as we think they will, we think they're right on their intrinsic value. They're not bargains, but they're not expensive. But there are many other companies, particularly the mining and mining services companies, that do look very expensive.
They look very expensive. Is there anything out there that looks cheap at the moment?
Not a great deal, Ross. Not a great deal at all. I was having a look today at Jerry Harvey's business after having lunch with him yesterday. And the price might go up quite a bit if the cyclical turnaround in retail continues, but it doesn't look like a bargain to me. And you know me, I like to buy things that are safe. And the only thing that I think is safe is something that's very, very cheap.
And just very briefly, even some of the media stocks that really did, even around Christmas time, look as though they might be the ones that would get the bounce. They've already had it.
Yeah, they've had a little bit of a bounce. Look, the media stocks are different. I think the best opportunity might be in a business like Fairfax if they can get their digital strategy right. But the TV stations, I'd be very careful about those.
No, really interesting stuff. Roger Montgomery, of course, joins us here on Money News every Tuesday night. And it's always great to have a chat to him from Montgomery Asset Management.